Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Emperor of Santa Fe. Back in the days when the name of the Cisco Kid was just beginning to be known, a madman was making his plans to conquer all the West, starting with Santa Fe. Anatole Murier was his name, and he was half French and half Apache. A wild, tremendously powerful brute of a man with a strange intensity of purpose that verged on the hypnotic. Had his plan succeeded, the course of our Western history might be far different. As our story opens, a New Mexico outlaw, Beale Brackett, is riding with his men toward La Bajada Hill, some miles to the southwest of Santa Fe. Near the foot of the hill in the gorge, he stops.
Listen, boys. A mile or so further on, we're going to meet up with this Murier hombre. Might mean trouble. I ain't planning on it, but keep your eyes open. The reason we're riding to meet this hombre is that I'm curious about him. Word's getting around he's building himself a regular army of paisanos and Indians. And I want to know why.
You will know why very soon, mon ami.
Fine. Thunder. Look at the top of those bluffs. There must be 100 riflemen up there. Just look at that getup. Sword and plume.
Hey, you are Monsieur Brackett?
That's right. I take it you are Murier?
I am the Emperor. These man dogs and come to attention.
Get down off your horses, boys. They're plumb outnumbered.
Attention! Hey, much better. Monsieur Brackett, I summon you and these men here to enlist you in the army of the Emperor. You have a fine reputation as a fearless outlaw, and you will be my aide. We will take much gold. We will win much power. At the Santa Fe Fiesta in La Plaza de Constitucion, we will kill the governor. I will kill him and capture the city. Then on to the next city. New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and all the great Pacific coast will be mine. You will enlist?
We'll think it over and...
With the Emperor Anatole Murier, one does not think. One only does as he is told. I will think. And the power of my mind is greater than the power of my arm. And this, monsieur, is the power of my arm. To lift you high above my head with one hand.
No, no, hey!
And shame that you draw to the ground like this, so.
Oh, look at that, did you?
You will enlist, monsieur?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll enlist.
Emperor.
Emperor.
Very wise. Hold up your right hands, all of you. Now swear your allegiance to Anatole Mourier.
Well, no wonder Senor Ruiz he get to be the governor of New Mexico, Cisco.
What do you mean by that, Pancho?
Well, this is the biggest adobe in all Santa Fe. Man living biggest adobe in capital city had ought to be the governor, no?
Your thinking is somewhat in reverse, amigo. But we will let it go. Come, let us not waste his excellency's time. Now remember, Pancho, the governor sent for us. So it is for him to bring up the matter when he sees fit. Do not be curious.
Oh, Pancho, not ask him nothing, Cisco. Pancho, just listen.
Ay. Buenos días, señores. I am María Ruiz, daughter of the governor.
Buenos días, señorita.
Buenos días.
You are the Cisco kid?
Sí, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Please, come in. My father awaits you in the placita of the Court of Doves.
Gracias.
Gracias.
This way, señores.
Oh, she is beautiful, Cisco. She smiles at you so nice, too.
Shh, quieto, quieto. Your guests have arrived, my father.
Maria, you admitted them yourself.
Please, do not be angry.
But we have the servants. My apologies, senores. Can only be that my daughter wanted to welcome the famous Cisco kid herself. She is sometimes much too impulsive. Go, Maria.
Please, may I not stay and listen?
Go, bad one, at once.
Si, papacito.
Bienvenidos, señor amigos. Let me see it. I trust you will not mind the sunlight in this placita of the Court of the Doves.
We like the sunlight, Excellency.
Well, don't you like that big pool with the water flowers?
Of a moonlight night, it sometimes is restful to step out on the balcony above and look down into the quiet water. Yeah. But let us to the matter at hand. I have been told that you are men of great daring, Cisco, in upholding the law of our land.
We do our best, Your Excellency.
Have you heard, perhaps, of one who calls himself the Emperor?
Remotely so.
The rumor is that he is enlisting many paisanos of New Mexico. That he has seized the village of Peña Blanca as residence for himself and his men. That he daily drills those men.
For what purpose?
That is the question, Cisco. I am hoping you will enlist in the ranks of this Emperor and learn his plans.
No, no, papacito, that is too much to ask.
Maria, go in off that balcony!
I have heard that the Emperor is a fiend.
Maria!
You have been over too far, senorita?
I have heard that it...
What's how she fall? Fall?
Oh. Oh. Here, be the death.
Give me your hand, senorita. Now, as you come on. There we are. Are you all right?
I see. I swallow some
water. You go up there to listen to what your papacito say, no?
Maria, you have disgraced our house by such actions. Dueña! Dueña! Take this very bad one, Dueña. Get her dry. I am deeply ashamed.
Be careful, Cisco. That emperor will kill you if he finds out.
Sometimes I do not know what to do with our senores.
Oh, she got a lot of spunk, Governor.
Too much so.
We are glad she was not hurt, Excellency. As Pancho said, she has spirit. To me, that is good. As for your request, Pancho and I will enlist in the Emperor's army and try to get close to him.
Be quick, monsieur.
Two hombres out there want to enlist, Emperor.
Yes, that is good.
You better see him, Emperor. The one of them's big. He's got a patch over his right eye. The other one's fat and pretty ragged. I got a feeling I've seen that big one before, but I can't place him.
Bring them in, monsieur. I will show them their place.
All right. The Emperor says you can come in.
Yes, well.
See, we come in.
Take off those sombreros, pigs.
Si, senor.
Si, but one, no pig.
Silence when the emperor speaks.
But we no pig.
Silence!
You shut up, hombres, if you want to keep on living.
Who are you? You may talk.
I am Jose Felipe, and this is Juan Iso, senor. We come from Juarez to join your army. We are sick of working the fields.
And why must you see the emperor on such a trifling matter?
We do not want to be soldados in the ranks. We have served in the army of Mexico. We are fitted for commissions under you.
You are fitted for commissions. May we, of course. But that is for me to say, not you, insolent one. Do you understand? Do you? Answer me!
See, we understand.
Then get out. Never again bring such dogs in here, monsieur. But we'll keep them with us in the ranks.
Yes, Emperor. Get going, you two.
Out! Hey, monsieur, come back here.
Yes, Emperor.
The big one, even in his rags and with the patch over the eye, has not the manner of a paisano. Keep a close watch on them.
I'm aiming to. And before I'm through, I'll remember where I saw him and who he is.
But what we do? We've been in this camp a week, Cisco.
Shh. Do not call me Cisco. We are being watched all the time, amigo.
Oh, they not give us any guns. We not got our horses here. We not get close to the emperor to find out nothing.
My plan did not work. I thought putting on a bold front might amuse him enough to make us officers with access to his inner council. But there is no humor in his type of madness, only suspicion.
Oh, tomorrow la fiesta day in Santa Fe.
And all day today he has been in his quarters plotting and planning. Something is afoot. I wish I knew what.
Oh, there that Bill Brockett bandido. Juan been scared all week. He remember you, Jose.
He may not remember, Chico. It was a brief clash we had in the Albuquerque Cafe. He was noisy and the owner asked my help in putting him out.
On your feet, man. The emperor's coming this way.
Stand, amigo.
Si.
Soldiers of the Emperor, it is tonight we must to the first conquest, to Santa Fe. You will be ready with your rifles and ammunition in 1 hour. He who obeys will win fortune and glory. He who does not obey will be shot. That is all.
We must act at once. That guard is talking with the others. He is not watching us.
But what we do?
I will make a disturbance. You get one of the horses of the corral and ride to Santa Fe for all you are worth.
Cisco?
Who that? Who called Cisco?
I had to know you were all right. There has been no word for days.
Oh, he's a niño, amigo.
Santos, no. It is Maria Ruiz wearing her boy's clothing. Get out of here at once, señorita. Are you mad?
I left my horse out there in the darkness, but... Cisco...
Get out of here before they capture you and kill you, señorita.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Quick, one for your horse.
Please, Cisco.
Run, I tell you.
As you will, amigo mio.
Hey, wait! Stop that kid, somebody! Lupe! Luis!
He's going to be the fight.
You must give the señorita time to get away. Not so fast.
You!
Pancho,
fight too,
Cisco.
Oh,
not very good.
Cisco, that's who you are.
No, Pancho, mean Jose.
Get out of the way. Take him.
There's too many for you, as you'll find out right now.
What is all this fighting?
That one there, Emperor, is the Cisco Kid. If he ain't spying on us, I miss my guess.
The Cisco Kid? I have heard of him. You may detail a firing squad, monsieur, to have him as the fat one shot at sunrise.
Outnumbered as they are, there is little chance for Cisco and Pancho to escape. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Emperor of Santa Fe. In order to get information for the governor of New Mexico, Cisco and Pancho enlisted in the army of the madman Anatole Mourier, who had sworn to conquer the whole West and be its emperor. As Cisco was about to dispatch Pancho to the governor with a message that Mourier's army would march on Santa Fe that night, Maria Ruiz, the governor's harum-scarum daughter, appeared in boy's clothing to find out why she had heard nothing from Cisco. There was only one thing for our friends to do, start a fight against hopeless odds so Maria could get away. Now, in a guardhouse of the camp.
Oh, Pancho, know one thing, Cisco. That senorita likes Cisco very, very much.
I know something more likely than that, Pancho.
Oh, what's that?
That madman's army is getting nearer Santa Fe every moment, and here we are.
I'm waiting to be shot at sunrise, no?
Did you see who the guard is?
He's one of the paisanos, Cisco. Name is Miguel something.
The paisano will be superstitious. Perhaps that will help us. We must get word to the governor somehow.
Maybe senorita get word to the governor.
We cannot be sure she understood what she was going there. Ah, we must get to Santa Fe ourselves.
Oh, we not get very far from in here.
Superstition, superstition. Pancho, have you noticed how all the paisanos are afraid when the emperor speaks to them and then laughs?
Si, but...
They know he is mad. They fear madness. If we can just get that guard to open this door so I can get my hands on him and his weapons.
Oh, si, he'd be glad to open the door, Cisco. Just ask him.
Quieto. Now listen, Pancho. Laugh for all you are worth.
You say laugh?
Si. Give the laugh and sound of madness if you can. It may work.
Right now?
Si.
Oh, Pancho, try, Cisco.
Bueno, keep it up, Chico. I will talk to the guard through the window. Miguel! Miguel, come to the window!
Why he left? He's gone?
I'm afraid so. He's gone mad from the fear. Help me take him to the creek. A dousing in cold water may cure him.
Oh, he was not so ordered by the Great One.
The Great One could not know of this. Quick, let us get him to the creek. If this madness of his puts a curse upon the army of the Emperor, your punishment will be great, paisano.
Si, could be so. I obey. But watch, senor. Bring the loco one out.
He can get out by himself.
Oh, caramba! Hurry, this way, amigo!
Oh, that put him to sleep.
I will get his guns.
Who's other hombre, Cisco? Better go quick.
Right now, Pancho. To the corral.
Tonight I will be the Emperor of Santa Fe. Tonight we will celebrate, monsieur.
We're not far from Santa Fe right now, Emperor.
Not far. You are sure you know the plan?
You better tell me again. We don't want any slip-up, you know.
Hey, the army will take the cover and wait outside the town.
Yeah? You and me and half a dozen of the boys go into town.
Wait, huh? So. We'll wait in La Plaza. The governor comes to La Plaza early in the morning to give La Fiesta his official blessing. I will kill him with the pistol.
What about the army, Emperor?
Four shots quickly is the signal to attack the town. Oh, for that I cannot wait. We will plunder and kill the treasures you will take for your emperor and the fine foods.
Sure is a mighty big job you got planned out. I just hope it works.
You hope it works?
Yeah.
Dog of a pig! You do not believe in the emperor!
Oh, no, no.
Never let me hear you say that again, or you will die at my hands. What Anatole Murray's plans will succeed. There can be no failure.
Yeah, I know it'll work, Emperor. There's no doubt about it.
That is better. Much, much better. Tell the Capitan of the Army to listen for 4 quick shots, then to attack and kill.
Right away, Emperor.
Santa Fe, the Albuquerque, all of the West. Like the great Napoleon, Anatole Muriel will go down in the history as a conqueror of Maine.
Ho, ho, ho. Nearly daylight. Already the people got on the plaza.
Who is it?
The Cisco Kid, senorita. I must talk to your father.
Oh, Cisco, you are unharmed. I'm so glad.
Please, we cannot waste a moment. Take me to your father.
But he's not at home.
Then where can I find him?
I do not know. He went from this house an hour ago with the Holy Fathers from the Cathedral of San Francis. It is their custom just before each fiesta to visit the poor and give their blessings. But he may be anywhere in the city.
Did you warn him against the madman's army, senorita?
I knew not what to tell him, Cisco. I did not go near him. I was afraid he would ask where I had been.
That army is approaching Santa Fe. Over 1,000 men. Pancho and I had to ride around them to avoid being seen. Here is Pancho. I sent him to the fort. I hope he has good news.
This horse nowhere near so good like Loco, Cisco. He run like the goat.
Never mind that. Did you see the Comandante?
No, he's still asleep. Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, Pancho.
Sergeant Knott would wake him up.
Did you tell the sergeant about Anatole Marie and his men ready to attack Santa Fe?
Si, Cisco. Pancho, tell him. He just laugh at Pancho and say, go along, fat one. It's too early for jokes.
Santos, they have nothing to do for so long, they think they never will have anything to do. Come. We will go to the plaza and keep our eyes open for those bandidos. Not a sheriff or a deputy inside. Just our luck, Pancho.
But you know 2 or 3 senores, Cisco. You tell them, maybe the 5.
See, we have a little help if we need it. I wish we could find Morie or some of his men. I'm getting anxious. The governor will soon be here in La Plaza.
It was a big, big crowd, Cisco. So many people, it's hard to see anybody.
It may be that none of those bandidos has arrived yet.
Oh, maybe they just not say nothing, but just attack and start to shooting, no?
The talk out at camp while we were there was that Marie meant to kill the governor himself, as an example to his men.
Oh, you not know that for sure, though, Cisco.
No, of course I do not, but I... Hey, wait. Look, Pancho, over there, leaning against the wall of the palace of the governors.
Oh, it's him, Cisco. He is that Loco Emperor.
Si, and standing next to him is the braggart bandido.
Oh, some other tough-looking hombre is with him, too. Oh,
must be the governor's carriage is coming. Look for more of those hombres, Pancho. We want to know how many we have to deal with.
Pancho not see any more, Cisco.
Neither do I. Let us get over as close as we can to them without being seen.
Governor, Cisco, Pancho, see him now.
Pay no attention to him now, Pancho. Keep watching those bandidos.
Cisco, Nuria is drawing a gun.
I'm not familiar with this gun I have. I hope its bullet goes to the mark.
Oh, you shoot the gun out of his hand, Cisco.
This way, senores. That big bandido, take him.
Oh, you got free, Cisco. You'll be sorry you ever did when I get through with you.
That may be true, bandido. Or it may not be true. But I think you are the one who is going to be... Sorry! Señor Governor, get word to the Comandante at the fort at once. There are hundreds of bandidos just outside of this town.
And one Cisco. Señores, give your help to Cisco. He fights fast. Oh,
Cisco, we're not
going to
hold this Loco Emperor. He's strong like the big Toro.
I will have my vengeance on you, Cisco Kid. You spy on my camp and spoil my plan for conquest. I will kill you with my duel. You fall before the Emperor's blows.
You are powerful, bandido, but not quite powerful enough.
Not let him grab you, Cisco.
Now, if I can have it, Pancho.
I will kill.
Law of the land does not like killing Maria. So the sooner we turn you over to the law, the better. Oh.
Santos, he fall down like a great big tree, Cisco.
Si, get some rope. Tie him, Pancho. Yo, Braga.
Easy, Cisco. No more fighting for me.
Get up here. Where is the main body of your bandidos? Quick. Or you will fight some more.
Just where you told the governor, Cisco. It's outside of town.
But just where? What direction?
Southwest. Now, take it easy, Cisco. They won't attack unless they get the signal.
And what is the signal?
4 fast gunshots.
You hear that, senores? For the time being, let no one fire even a single shot. Tie Bracket also, Pancho. We're going to take him out to order those bandidos to go back to Pena Branca. After that, the soldados can take over. I look for no more trouble, senores. Whenever you wish, let the fiesta begin.
My father says I should tell you I'm sorry, Cisco.
For what, senorita?
For the trouble I have caused you. Have I caused you any trouble, Cisco?
Well, let me say you had the best of intentions.
Which means I did cause you some trouble.
Not very much. It is already forgotten.
Well, if I have to be sorry, Cisco.
Si?
I will be sorry about eavesdropping from the balcony.
Oh, that is all right, senorita.
And I will be sorry about riding up to Peña Blanca to that camp.
Si, that was unwise.
But I will not be sorry for what I'm about to do, Cisco.
And what is that?
Just this.
Señorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, like that fiesta we go to.
Ah, that was a good time, Chico. With all the music and the dancing.
And the food.
Si, and the food.
Oh, enchiladas, tortillas, big steaks.
And Pancho, did you see those acrobats walking the tightrope and turning somersaults? Ah, they were very good.
Oh, si, Pancho, just wish Pancho could do one of those tricks.
Which trick do you wish you could do, amigo?
Pancho wish Pancho could stand on his head.
Oh, with a lot of practice, perhaps you might be able to stand on your head.
Oh, never could, he's...
But others can stand on their heads after a lot of practice.
Oh, Pancho never could.
But tell me, amigo, why not?
Because Pancho's head is too high to get his feet up onto.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.